flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Ooh, Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Sean from Bellingham is. Sean, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Sean has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
So ready.
What streaming site is in the news for raising their prices?
Netflix.
Correct. What band had the hit song Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Wham.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 80s movie Conan and the Barbarian? Or the Barbarian.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. What is the most common type of star found in the Milky Way called?
Pass.
Who was the first baseball player to hit 50 home runs in a season?
Jesse Robinson.
No.
Babe Ruth.
Correct. In which city were the first modern Olympic Games held?
Rome.
No.
Pass.
Carnation and snowdrop are birth flowers for what month?
September?
No.
February?
No.
March?
No. What is the name of Simba's uncle in The Lion King?
Scar.
Correct. Beginning with E, what is the real name of Magic Johnson?
Pass.
The American version of The Masked Singer premiered in what year?
The American version of what?
The Masked Singer premiered in what year?
2015?
No. Sean, you got 5 correct.
All right.
Right down the middle. Okay. You got to all 10 questions.
Some of those are going to be tricky for Steve. I already know it.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
And he played the game well. If you didn't know, he passed.
Mm-hmm. Pro status.
I think it's going to be kind of close because I do think some are going to be tricky for him as well.
I've been playing for about 10 years and yeah, I know the strats.
Right on, Sean. You rock.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What streaming site is in the news for raising their prices?
Netflix.
Yes. What band had the hit song Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Is that Wham?
It is. Who played the title character in the 80s movie Conan the Barbarian?
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You know it. Yeah. What is the most common type of star in the Milky Way called?
The Big Dipper.
No.
Little Dipper.
No. I like the Little Dipper, though.
Orion.
No. Who was the first baseball player to hit 50 home runs in a season?
Babe Ruth?
Correct. In which city were the first modern Olympic Games held?
Which city? Paris.
No.
Athens.
Yes.
Wow.
Carnation and snowdrop are birth flowers for what month?
January.
You know it. What is the name of Simba's uncle in The Lion King?
Simbo?
No.
Simbi?
No. What?
Sinbad.
No, beginning with E, what is the real first name of Magic Johnson?
Irvin.
Correct. Steve?
Yes.
You got, wow, 7 correct, which is a win.
Let's
7
go.
To 5. Sorry, Sean.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I had that.
Oh, we had hope to.
Next time he's going to have it.
We love you, Sean, but you didn't.
That's right. I think you were a little confused on my star question.
Judging by the giggles, yes, I think I was.
What is the most common type of star found in the Milky Way called? Taryn, do you know?
I don't.
Danny, do you know?
A white dwarf, a red giant.
A red dwarf?
Yeah.
Combine the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you were like, you know,
picturing. Were there any constellations?
You know, honestly, even if you explained it better, and not that you didn't do it bad, I still would have probably still guessed the same thing.
Yeah, I would have no idea.
The sun, I don't know.
Yeah, if I didn't have the answer in front of me, I wouldn't have known either. One that Sean got correct, Simba's uncle in The Lion King is Scar.
Yeah, I never watched it.
And then, you're going to cry. And then one you didn't get to, the American version of The Masked Singer premiered in what year?
Ooh, it's not that old. I'm going to go 2020.
2019.
Ah, very close.
I didn't know it originated in South Korea.
I didn't either.
I thought it just started here.
I knew it was somewhere else. I didn't know where, but I knew that we stole it from some other country.
Oh, look at us stealing things.
That's the American way.
You know. Well, congrats on beating Sean.
Walk MS is just a few months away, and next Saturday, February 1st, will be the annual Free Throws for MS event. It's happening from noon until 3:30 at the JCC on Mercer Island.
Free throws, like basketball free throws?
Yeah, basketball
nice.
Free throws. It's a big fundraiser that happens that day, and they're going to have Krispy Kreme donuts for you to enjoy. Tons of amazing people will be there supporting the National MS Society, and if you want information on this event, go to freethrowsformS.com. If you're a tattoo artist, 206-803-ROCK. Please call in now. We want to get your thoughts on a story about a guy that died while getting a tattoo.
This story is insane. I was reading it yesterday. I was like, I cannot believe that this happened.
206-803-ROCK. If you are or were a tattoo artist, give us a call now. The story is bonkers, and we're going to tell you about it after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. If you are or were ever a tattoo artist, give us a call because we would like your thoughts on this story. And the story is about a Brazilian car influencer who tragically died just a couple days ago. He was under general anesthesia for a back tattoo procedure in Brazil.
Which I know we've heard about it before. I think Danny was, we were talking about it. I remember it was like, a football player, I think, went under while he got, and it was Dak Prescott. And I was like, that's just so strange. Like, I'm not like Captain Macho Man or anything like oh, you got to deal with the pain. But I was like, that just seems a little extreme. Like, you don't want to even experience the tattoo, that you have to be out.
Well, they said that he went into cardiac arrest during sedation. He never even had the tattoo process begin. And they tried to revive him. He ended up passing away. Police are now investigating the incident. So this led us to want to have a conversation with some tattoo artist rockaholics. And we have Jack from Shoreline.
Jack.
What's up, Jack?
What is up?
So tell us where you work.
Jack Move Tattoo.
Are you the Jack from Jack Move?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
The Jack.
So, Jack, when you hear something like that, what's your, you know, simple question, but what's your thoughts on people wanting to be put under to get a tattoo?
Well, my first thought is they're a big old weenie.
Suck it up, man.
It may be morbid to say, but that's all due respect, the sad way to go. But that's kind of like when you go doing something embarrassing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, at least he doesn't have to be made fun of. I mean, that sounds terrible.
Oh,
I'm
geez.
Sorry. No,
Jack, I mean,
though some people said he's an influencer, he's probably influencing people now to not be as dumb as him.
That's very true.
To put themselves out for a tattoo.
Jack, I have a question for you. Have you ever tattooed someone that was so jumpy that you had wished that they were under general anesthesia?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there
to be fair, yes. Yeah, they wanted a tattoo and they wanted it on their calf, because they thought it wouldn't hurt, but the calf hurts the most, like one of the most. And they wouldn't be convinced otherwise, and sure enough, they twitched the whole time.
That was going to be my question. There's certain spots where you're like, yeah, trust me, you are not going to have fun with this part of your body.
Yeah, anywhere on the abdomen and yeah, surprisingly, the calves and like inside of thighs for sure.
Oh, man, I'm not going to get that Daily Migs logo on the inside of my thigh now. Thanks a lot. Jack, you rock, man. So again,
rock on, Jack. Thank you.
Jack Move Tattoo in Shoreline.
206-803-ROCK. For any tattoo artists that are currently practicing or once practiced, call us now. We want your thoughts on this story. Woody from Linwood, you are a freelance tattoo artist out of where?
I'm out of Seattle, Linwood, anywhere. I freelance. I come to see you.
That's awesome.
So when you hear a story about this where a guy had to be put out, what was your initial thoughts when you hear about that?
That's nuts. I can't believe that somebody would go to that extreme. I mean, it can't hurt that bad. I people ask me if it's going to hurt. Yeah, it always hurts. It doesn't not hurt, but not. I don't think enough to get blasted with some, have an anesthesiologist or somebody to put you under. That's wild.
And part of me is wondering, like, how on the up and up is this anesthesiologist? Like, with the Dak Prescott story, although I think it's silly to do it, but I'd imagine he had, like, a team of doctors, or he made sure he went to somebody that can, like, you know, monitor his heart rate and do it the right way. I wonder if this guy did it, like, kind of on, like, a sketchy deal.
He might have just got hooked up on a down low or something. I don't know. But that's weird. I can't believe that.
So if people are, you know, worried about a tattoo being, you know, painful or whatever, I know Danny and Steve, you guys have both talked about using like a numbing lotion or something, or what's that all
I've
about?
Heard of the numbing cream. Yeah. I've never tried it.
I've used it. I've used some pretty potent stuff too, but sometimes it just doesn't work. I don't know. I would guess it's better just to take the hit, man. You know, it's a rite of passage usually is what a tattoo represents anyway.
So yeah, sometimes it's just the experience of getting the tattoo is more memorable than the actual tattoo itself. Like, it's just kind of like a moment in time, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Although the older I've gotten, I'm not anti-numbing cream. I've just never gotten around to it. And whenever I've gotten that tattoo, I've been too lazy to, like, do the work to get it in time.
I've had some clients I wish I had numbing cream.
Thanks, Woody. Rock on, man.
Although I've even heard, I don't know if this has happened with you, Danny, I've had a buddy tell me, like, they did the numbing cream, and they were like, they kind of regretted it because when the numbing wore off, it was just like there was no ramp up to the pain of that tattoo, and all of a sudden it just like hit them like a ton of bricks.
See, it doesn't. It's, for me, it didn't happen like a ton of bricks, but it's definitely like you don't feel anything, and then you can feel it wearing off. So all of a sudden you'll feel like a little scratchy scratch.
Ooh.
Then all of a sudden it's more, and all of a sudden you start sweating, and you're like, oh my God, what? This is gone. Can you please put some more on?
Do you guys remember, since you're the most tattooed people on this show, was there a spot that you were the most jumpy?
Yes.
What was that spot?
It's kind of like when I got my chest piece done, it kind of worked around on my shoulders. So it's kind of like by the clavicle into the shoulder area for some reason. I did not, kind of like with that tattoo artist, when what Jack was saying with the calf, like I just assumed I got past the sternum. I got past like right by the throat. And that wasn't fun, but I was like, I got this. Like the rest of this is going to be easy. When my tattoo artist hit that area for some reason, I was just like, dude, can you work as fast as humanly possible? Because this is just not pleasant.
See, mine was on my wrist. When they was going on like the inside of my wrist to get tattoos, I remember him just looking at me and being like, you're white, so we're going to take a break.
No.
Yeah.
Just have some water and come back and we'll finish up.
It is funny. Like, and some people be like, this part's the worst, like the inside of your bicep.
Yes.
And like that didn't bug me too much. It was like where like the bend in your elbow, like other side, like the bend right there, like kind of like what, the forearm and the bicep, like that spot was super sensitive.
Yeah. It was the inside of my upper arm is where I wanted to get my rush tattoo, but then they were like, they asked me how jumpy I was, and I'm like, I'm pretty jumpy, and they're like, you don't want to do it there. You don't want to do it there. Move it to your leg, and so I did.
And then some people, like, they said that the rib wasn't bad at all, but I've heard from other people, like, the rib cage is, like, one of the worst pains.
Mm. I can't wait to get matching tattoos with you guys. Yesterday.
Inner thighs, baby.
Yes. Yesterday during the show, a listener called in to chat about Ichiro going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And it ended up with him shooting his shot with yours truly. And yes, he even used Ichiro in his pickup line.
It was amazing.
If you missed it, you're going to hear what happened at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We have some big news, Rockaholics. We finally made our Survivor audition videos. Yes. All four of us are in. Outlast, outwit.
Outplay?
Outplay.
Yes, you guys did it!
So how did those Survivor audition tapes go? We're going to check them out tomorrow at this time at 7:20.
Oh, boy.
Woo! Yesterday, you might recall that we got a call from Jason in Portland. He's a big baseball fan.
Yep.
And he was on to chat about Ichiro going into the Hall of Fame. But instead of just talking baseball the whole time, Jason used that moment to shoot his shot. Jason from Portland, Oregon is on the phone, and you are a big Ichiro fan, yes?
Yes, I am. I'm a big Taryn fan, too. Taryn, if you ever get the 7-year Ichiro, you know, is there any chance I can get to first base?
Whoa! That is an impressive line right there.
The 7-year
Ichiro.
Ichiro, you know, is there any chance I can get to first base?
Whoa! Let's go! Jason calling his shot.
Just going for it.
That's not a single. That's a grand salami right there, baby.
It's not even 7 in the morning yet.
Well, you know, what happens in Portland, Oregon stays in Portland,
People
Oregon.
People are up.
I love it. Jason, you're the man.
Yeah, we don't mess around down here.
All right. That is very true. So if you're ever going to Portland, hit up our friend Jason.
Wasn't it Wayne Gretzky that said 100% of the shots you don't take don't go in or something like that?
Yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yo, Jason was all over it. I feel like I kind of left him.
Ichiro.
I kind of left him hanging, though. I didn't.
Yeah.
There was no closure.
Well, what are you going to say? Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, Jason.
We'll keep it weird in Portland.
Mark your calendar.
Let me let Brad know. He'll love it.
So what about you, Rockaholics? We want to know about that time that you shot your shot, when did you shoot your shot? And how did that turn out for you? We would love to hear the story. 206-803-ROCK. When did you shoot your shot? We will take your calls after Incubus.
The Daily Mix Show.
When did you shoot your shot? And how did that turn out? 206-803-ROCK. Let's talk to Matthew from Duval. Matthew, you took a shot with Brooke Shields.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I asked Brooke Shields out on a date.
Where did you run into Brooke Shields?
I was working in Sun Valley at the time in Idaho. Uh-oh.
What happened?
You guys disappeared, didn't you? You there?
Yeah, we're here.
We can hear you.
Yeah, I was working in Sun Valley at the time in Idaho.
Around what time was it? Like, not time, like the day, but like what time of, like, you know, in the 80s, the 90s? When did you run into her?
This was 90 or 91. It was just around the Gulf War time.
Okay, so that's like peak Brooke Shields right then and there.
What's that?
That's like peak, like, the era of Brooke Shields.
Yeah, I mean, she was hot. She was young. I was young. We were both young.
We're both young and hot. We should hang out.
Yeah, and she said no.
Did she say no nicely?
She did very nicely. She said, I would, but I'm here with a gentleman friend. And then she gave me an autograph, and it said, to Matthew, thank you for the most wonderful evening ever. Love always, Brooke. And then she gave me the XOXO thing.
Oh. So you could have lied to people and said, oh, yeah, we hung out, and then she signed this autograph to prove it.
Man, it was cool that I had the autograph anyway.
Hell yeah.
Do you still have it somewhere?
Mom does, somewhere in the
nice.
Attic.
Nice. Gotta save that one forever. Thanks, Matthew. 206-803-ROCK, when did you shoot your shot?
I was trying to think of, like, when anytime I've ever, like, done a shooting my shot, it had nothing to do with relationships. I guess with my wife, but, like, you know, just a text you want to hang out. Like, it wasn't anything, like, over-the-top crazy, but, like, I, you know, other things, like job stuff. But what about you?
There was definitely a job I applied for that I was way underqualified for many years ago, and no, I did not get an interview. It was for, like, a medical sales position that had the potential to pay big, big, big dollars if you're good, but they were like, no, we're not even going to... I think I interviewed, and then they were like, thank you for coming.
Did you in your cover letter say, I'm very familiar with narcotics?
Pretty much. That was the big selling point. If you hire me, I know my stuff.
I used to sell my sorority sister's weed all the time. I could sell anything.
206-803-ROCK, when did you shoot your shot, and how did it go? Casey from Olympia, tell us about your husband.
So this was 18 years ago. I was just 18. Summer job doing landscaping, and there was like, I had a girl boss, so it was like the girl crew, I guess you could say, and then he was on the other crew, which is all guys, and we all met up after work, like talking about having a barbecue, and he was the only one that didn't come up to the truck, like to talk to the girl crew, and all the guys were like, hey, who do you want to come? And I looked across the parking lot, and I was like, I want him to come. And excuse me? Showed up, and we haven't left each other since.
Oh, I love
that. That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. How was the barbecue? Was
there wasn't a lot of barbecuing. There was more hot tubbing.
Oh. Oh. What's going on way, beneath the bubbles there?
Finger licking good no matter what, right? Hey.
206-803-ROCK, when did you shoot your shot? Joseph in Marysville, you pretended to be a baseball star.
Joseph,
hey,
tell us about your story.
Yeah, well, back in, when the All-Star game came to Seattle, I forget the year. It was like 2001.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
I think it was 2001.
Me and two of my girlfriends, we went to Seattle, and we went to Planet Hollywood, and I heard they were having a big VIP party for all the All-Stars and stuff in a special room, and when I walked in, they said regular seating. I said, no, I play for the California Angels. I just didn't know who to check in with, and they wanted to see my MLB card, and I said, well, I don't have it. I'm here, you know, because I live in, my mom lives in Washington State, so I'm visiting her, and so they let me in to the VIP. Well, first they took me into a room and had me sign my autograph with two models, you know, and then walk me downstairs into the VIP room.
Joseph, hold on one second, Joseph. Did you use like an actual baseball player's name, or you're just like, no, I'm Joseph. I pitched for the California Angels.
Yeah. I used my own name.
That's amazing.
I just said I played for the California Angels and I'm a pitcher. And so when I get into the VIP room, there's Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Cortez Kennedy, just mass Seattle, you know, star.
Like royalty, yeah.
I got so wasted, I don't even remember leaving the place. It was all free booze and free food, and I went out and got my girlfriends and brought them in and said, oh, I'm bringing these two groupies in with me.
Joseph, out of curiosity, are you built like an athlete? Like, do you look the part?
I do. I'm like 6'3". I was really slender back then.
Well, you see some of the pictures. Not every pitcher is like looks the part. Like some of them like look like they've been drinking all night
long.
That's
true.
And they're still dominant pitchers. Yeah.
Right. I kind of had a little bit of a scruff going on, and you know, it looked like a pitcher. But one of my friends ended up going home with Sean Kemp, so I was like, score for her.
Literally.
Allegedly. I'm just picturing him walking in, seeing like all these athletes, and him being like, hello, fellow professional sports athletes. It's me, Joseph.
I mean, that would be a tough gig to try to fake.
I decided to try and hit on the hot server at The Rock with the sweet hiney. This year will be 10 years married. Her hiney is still sweet as ever.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Another person I shot my shot. I shoot my shot with my wife. Biggest mistake I've ever made.
Oh, she doesn't listen to this program, I don't think.
Or him, probably.
That's true. Hey, Rockaholics, I hope you were listening yesterday around 5:40 to the cheat sheet that we gave out during the men's room. because I could be very helpful in the next game of Beat Migs. We gave out three of the correct answers. Steve has a record of 19 wins, 16 losses, and 2 ties this year. So far, you're really trying to turn things around, Steve.
I have been. Sorry, that came off a little aggressive.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.